With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Russia has attacked Kyiv with an hours-long barrage of missiles and drones.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's cutting short his official trip to South Africa and returning home after a Russian strike on Kyiv killed at least 9 people and injured more than 70. The Russian attack on Kyiv came hours after weeks of peace negotiations appeared to be coming to a head without an agreement in sight. President Donald Trump lashed out at Zelensky on Wednesday, accusing him of prolonging what he called the killing field by refusing to surrender the Russia-occupied Crimea Peninsula as part of a possible peace deal. Zelensky has repeated many times during the more than 3-year war that recognizing occupied territory as Russian is a red line for his country. I'm Karen Chamas.
It's Russia's deadliest attack on the Ukrainian capital since last July. President Trump sent a message to Vladimir Putin on Truth Social saying, quote, "Vladimir, stop," unquote. China's denied any suggestion that it is in active negotiations with the administration of President Trump over tariffs, saying any notion of progress in the matter is as groundless as trying to catch the wind. Speaking with reporters, President Trump says his administration has been talking trade with China despite Beijing's denial.
They had a meeting this morning, so I can't tell you. It doesn't matter who they is. We may reveal it later, but they had meetings this morning, and we've been meeting with China.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from immediately enacting certain changes of how federal elections are run, including adding a proof of citizenship requirement to the federal voter registration form. Trump had called for this and other changes in a March executive order. On Wall Street, the Dow by 486 points. This is SRN News. The Ohio State football team makes a statement.
The Buckeyes won the NCAA title earlier this year, and the players are just now receiving their championship rings. And those gaudy pieces of jewelry include the image of a cross on the inside, honoring the team's faith. Ohio State safety Lathan Ransom told the Bobby Carpenter Show, quote, "My favorite part is the cross. I think that embodies our season, our culture." OSU defeated Notre Dame in the championship final, 34-23. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority is signaling support for the religious rights of Maryland parents who want to remove their children from elementary school classes using storybooks promoting the LGBT lifestyle. In arguments this week, the justices suggested that it would find the Montgomery County school system cannot require students to sit through lessons involving the books if parents express religious objections. This is SRN News. It's a mixed bag for home buyers.
The National Association of Home Builders reports that a slight dip in mortgage rates and limited existing home inventory helped drive an increase in new home sales across the U.S. in March 2025. Newly constructed single-family homes rose by 7.4% in March, but sales of previously occupied U.S. homes slowed in March. A sluggish start to the spring home buying season. Existing home sales fell 5.9% last month from February, according to the National Association of Realtors. John Scott reporting.
New smartphones aren't cheap, and prices could get even higher amid global trade tensions. To save money, consider buying a second-hand device. As each new model release sets consumers rushing to upgrade, they're trading in their existing devices. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.